This is East Carolina running backs coach Antonio King. And Antonio, I think the tendency at the present time, given the fact that East Carolina has thrown the ball so much in recent years, there may be a tendency to overlook the running game, but I don't think Coach Montgomery wants to do that. I think he wants to establish the running game. And as running backs coach, tell us a little bit, if you would, about the personnel there and how it's shaping up at this point in early preseason practice.
Our running backs in early preseason, they've been working real hard. It's a lot of carryover for what we did in the spring, what we installed with them in the winter. The four guys, Anthony Scott, Darrell Scott, Sean Furlow, Devin Anderson, they've been doing an outstanding job showing the young kids how to practice throughout the summer and since we reported the fall camp. So, yeah, the motto going to change a little more. We're gonna look to establish a run. So those guys got to be ready for it.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the young man that transferred from Tennessee, who's originally from Havelock, because a lot of people in this region are familiar with him.
Yeah, a lot of people in the state are familiar with that guy.
Yeah.
Darrell, you know, he's having an outstanding camp. You know, this is his third offense learning in less than a year. You know, he transferred in from Tennessee with learning Tennessee offense. Then last year with the last year staff learning their offense. Then we come in January and then he had to learn a new offense. So through spring he was a little timid, you know, just learning, making sure he won't confuse things. But now he got it all settled down. He knows what's going on. He's putting together an outstanding camp, working on the finer points to making sure he's ready to play. Because it's going on about 2 years since he played his last snap of football. So just keep going that rate, and I think Darrell's going to be pretty fine for us this year.
Will you likely play several guys in a rotation, you think?
Yeah, I think in this day and age of college football, NFL football, you're going to need 2 to 3 guys ready to play at all times to play football for the pounding. And not only for the pounding, for how many snaps you're playing now. You know, you're seeing 8,500 snaps a ball game, so you have to go running back by committee. Mm-hmm. The days of probably one running back running 50 times are, you know, probably over. Even Alabama, the guys were still getting 10 to 15 extra carries after the number one guy.
Okay.